Hello, everybody. I am your host, Ruben, with Serena here as well. Say hello. Okay, so this is episode two of our podcast, all about like random life experiences. So Serena is going to tell her story about her goldfish when she was two. And then I will tell you about a time that happened. Okay, so Serena, tell everybody about your goldfish when you were two.
Okay, so when I was two, I lived in Spain and I had a goldfish. Well, I didn't have a goldfish, I had several goldfish. And I quite like these goldfish, you know, as you would a pet. And my cat, he's actually staring at me right now, kind of creepily. Yeah, he's just staring at me weirdly. But you know, my cat, I was told that my cat would eat my goldfish if I didn't shut my door. But you know, I was two, so I left my door open. Oh my gosh. But you know, apparently I left it open and my cat managed to get in and eat my goldfish.
Yay.
I know. And my mum realized this and she was like, "Oh my goodness, you know, we can't just leave it." So she went to the fish shop, pet shop, one of those, and she got another goldfish. The goldfish wasn't the same color. So she popped it back in my bowl, and I came home and I looked at my goldfish and I realized this. And I was like, "What's up with my goldfish, Mum?" And she was like, "I spray painted it. It went for a manicure and it got spray painted."
Did you believe that?
Well, why would I be telling this story if I didn't? And then it happened again. The whole
So
process.
you believed that your fish got a manicure?
Yeah.
They don't even have nails.
I
Oh
know, and it's
my God.
toxic when they get spray painted as well.
Yeah.
So,
Brother, thank you.
don't know what
Thank
was
you,
going on
Greta,
there.
for that story. I think it's time that I tell my story now. Okay, so hello.
Hi.
My story today is all about this time. So where I live, it's quite near this woods called Drew's Pond,
Oh,
and
yep.
it's got like a stream in it, and I was two or three, I can't remember.
Didn't you wait? It's like on a residential. We went to Drew's Pond and threw corks in it.
Yeah, we did. That was Braeside, but anyway, so
Oh, we're talking.
I was going through Drew's Pond, obviously with my family because I was two, and I had my wellies on because we always go in the stream whenever we're at Drew's Pond. And being two, my wellies weren't big. And so this water gets quite deep in some places. Obviously, being the naive little 2-year-old I was, I didn't realize that. And so I was just trotting along, splashing in this stream. And then I feel cold and wet in my shoes or wellies. And
Right.
it was painful because we were only halfway through with the walk. And Mum said, "Oh, it'll dry off." And it wasn't even summer, like it was spring. And spring
Oh
isn't
my
the warmest
goodness.
in England. So she says, "Oh yeah, don't worry, it'll dry off." So we're walking through, soaking wet socks. My wellies started watering because we forgot to pour it out. And it didn't dry out. So I was
I wonder
upset and annoyed at this. So,
why. As he would be.
That was sad and bad and yeah, not good. Anyway, I think it's time you finish the show.
I think so.
Okay, so thank you everybody for listening to this episode two.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, goodbye.
Thank you. I thought you had forgotten.
I did.
In the span of a few minutes. So, yeah, thank you everybody for listening and goodbye.
Bye.